May 1st, the Thomas Cole National Historic Site will unveil the inaugural art exhibition to be held in its new studio building. The reconstruction of this majestic building enhances the historic site, home of Thomas Cole, the founder of the Hudson River School, the first major art movement of the United States. The new studio, built in 1846, was designed by Cole and demolished in 1973 before the historic site became a museum. The new space provides the site with museum-quality, climate-controlled space for displaying art. Thomas Cole, the artist as architect, will be the first exhibition to focus on a little-known but highly significant aspect of Cole's contribution to American art, his architectural achievements, including the design for the Ohio State Capitol. The exhibition, curated by noted scholar Annette Blaugard, is with the assistance of associate curator Kate
Mencaneri.
Mencaneri, thank you. Will include 29 paintings and drawings, as well as a scale model and the artist's books about architecture. Annette is here. She is also joined by Betsy Jacks, the executive director of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site. And it's a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you for asking us.
A great pleasure. So, Betsy, let's begin with you as to how this project started. How long has this been in the works?
Well, you could say it's been in the works for 40 years, I suppose.
Since 1973,
when it was demolished. Yes, it was a tragedy, this beautiful studio that Cole had dreamed of and designed himself. It stood there for quite a long time, 127 years, and then tragically demolished. It was in terrible disrepair, and the site was not a museum. But almost immediately, people felt that this needed to be fixed. But it really took up some momentum in the last 10 years. And we've now done it. It's rebuilt.
So the idea was to rebuild it exactly to what it was?
Yes, with a qualifier. It is from the outside exactly the way Cole would have known it. And it had been so carefully researched. And the archaeology revealed its exact footprint, et cetera. And then on the inside, we have engineered it. Yes. Well, you know, you wouldn't be able to put a Thomas Cole painting in the studio as he originally built it. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
So we had to engineer it to be the perfect climate-controlled, high-security, fire suppression, you name it, for the display of art.
So, the first exhibit, as I mentioned, is Thomas Cole, the artist as architect, and I want to talk to Annette about that, but why did you want to focus on that first?
Well, you know, Thomas Cole was very interested in architecture, and so this was Annette's idea to do this exhibition, and we immediately jumped on it. We said, this is perfect, because it's an aspect of his career that people really have not focused on, and yet was a very important aspect for the artist.
Little known, but highly significant. So, Annette, what do we know about his interest in architecture and when that began and started to evolve?
Well, it basically evolved after his first trip to Europe, and he included architectural structures in his paintings, and then he has several paintings that are almost totally architecture, like The Consummation of Empire, which is all Greek and Roman architecture. And then one of his most important works, called The Architect's Dream, we have in the show. It hasn't been on loan for over 20 years, and it's the first time in many, many years that the East Coast is going to be able to see that. It comes from the Toledo Art Museum, and it is on view. It is one of the treasures of this show, in which there are 29 drawings and paintings.
What is the story that you wanted to tell in the show, and how? What is the chronology of the show?
Well, the way I've laid it out in the exhibition is, for the paintings on one side, you see how architecture increased in his work, set amongst landscape, but also architecture alone. On another wall, it has his drawings for the architectural structures he was involved in building. There were three that he realized, and one, his most important, was the Ohio State House. Another important one for Catskill was he designed St. Luke's Episcopal Church, which again, no longer exists. Mm. And then lastly, he designed his studio, and we have some of his original drawings for the studio as well as some paintings done in and drawings done in the 19th century that show the studio soon after it was constructed. Drawings by Cropsey, Jasper Cropsey, and Frederick Church, and paintings by Charles Herbert Moore. So basically, that's the way the show is laid out. Architecture on one side, paintings with architecture on the other.
How do you, is there a way of describing, given the limits, is there a way of describing his style as an architect?
Well, mostly I would say he was consistent with the period. So there was a lot of Greek revival. And for the Ohio State House, that was one of the requirements of the state, that it had to be Greek revival. But he was aware of other things going on. And so the church was Gothic revival.
Mm-hmm.
And the house he had planned for himself, but never was able to build, was Italian villa style. And therefore, the studio is Italian villa style.
How did the Ohio State House project come to be? At what point does the state of Ohio say, quick, get Thomas Cole?
Well, they held a competition in 1838. And through a friend of his, he received a circular and decided to participate in it, even though he had never designed or built a building before. And so he sent in his drawings, and there are many, many sketches in his sketchbooks, which are all at the Detroit Institute of Art, and we have borrowed many of them from there, showing his different ideas for the Capitol building. And then he had his nephew, who was an architectural apprentice, do the actual renderings for it. And great surprise, he came in third among all the professional architects who had participated in the competition.
So in coming in third, then how did he get the gig?
Well, his was least expensive
and
the most compact. That goes for everything all the time.
Even back then.
And they even try to hire A.J. Davis, another important architect, to conflate the three winners' drawings. But that became too expensive. So they ended up basically following Cole's drawings. But what you have to know is they laid the cornerstone in 1839. However, they didn't have the money to start the building until 1848, the year that Cole died. So he did not supervise or see the completion of his building. That didn't take place until 1861.
We are out of time, but Betsy, I just want to give you 30 seconds to talk about how this fits in for the rest of the summer of what you have going on.
Well, we open on Sunday to the public, Sunday, May 1st at 11 in the morning. Everyone is invited. It's free admission. And we're going to have a wonderful ribbon-cutting celebration for this new building. So we invite everyone to join us for this happy celebration on Sunday.
The Thomas Cole National Historic Site will open will host an open house, new studio ribbon-cutting, and curators talk this Sunday. You can find links on our website, wamc.org. Thank you both so much. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.